are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah. We are the children, the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Miranda.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Becca.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
I'm Carolyn.
Noah was a friend of God. He loved and did obey. The world was crumbling all around, but to Noah God did say. He said, now take your family and build an ark. The earth will be covered with rain. The heavens will open for 40 days, but you will all be saved.
Did you know that when God created the heavens and earth, there was no rain?
Streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground.
We first learn about rain in the story of Noah.
This is the account of Noah.
The earth was corrupt in God's sight.
That means people were doing very bad things and they didn't care.
This made God very sad.
And very angry.
So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people.
So make yourself an ark.
I will take care of you and put you in charge.
Take your family with you on the ark.
You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female.
Then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous.
I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made.
And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him.
Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. Men and animals and all the creatures that move along the ground and the birds of the air were wiped from the earth.
Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark.
The waters flooded the earth for 150 days.
But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark.
And he sent a wind over the earth and the waters receded.
The springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed.
And the rain had stopped falling from the sky.
After the flood, Noah and his family waited a long time for the waters to disappear, and finally the land was dry, and it was safe for them to leave the ark. God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, birds and animals and all the creatures that move along the ground, so that they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number upon it." And he told Noah, "Never again will I curse the ground because of man, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done."
That was his promise.
And God will never break his promise.
God will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help you in time of trouble. He will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go."
That's his promise.
God said, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters."
That's his promise.
God said, "I will never leave you. Never will I forsake you."
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise.
Learn from the story of Noah that God will never destroy the earth by water ever again. But we all know since that time and all through history, every day we live, there are so many, many things that make God sad and angry. People do bad things, and they don't care, just like the people from long ago. How about some examples of some things that people might do nowadays that might make God sad or angry? Becca?
Cheating someone out of something.
Okay.
Robbing banks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Lying to people.
I'm sure that makes God sad. Yeah.
Using God's name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Things that people watch on TV.
Okay.
Some video games that they play.
Uh-huh.
The way they speak.
Using bad language and not being nice to people with their words. Uh-huh. What else?
Like not honoring your father and your mother.
Okay.
Disobeying God's commandments.
That's right, because we do have those commandments. They help show us how to live our life, right? And we also have the commandments that Jesus gave us. What are they? To love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul. Mm-hmm. And to love your
neighbor as yourself.
That's right. Well, there's so much evil in the world that we live in, and God could punish us just as he did with Noah.
But our God is a merciful God.
He doesn't give up on us.
But he wants us to turn away from our sin.
When we do wrong, the Holy Spirit helps to show us our sin.
Helps us repent. We want to follow the teachings of Jesus.
We want to obey him.
Build our life on him.
Do you remember the story of the wise and foolish builders?
The foolish man built his house on the sand.
And the wise man built his house on a rock.
And when the wind and the rains and floods came, the foolish man's house came crashing down because the foundation was not strong.
But the wise man's house was not harmed because it was built on a rock, a strong foundation.
We all are going to face storms and difficult times in our lives. And the only way for us to survive is to build our house on a good foundation. And we all know who that foundation is, on the rock.
Jesus is the rock. When Jesus returns, we will all stand before God our Father to be judged.
We will be judged for the life that we have lived here on earth.
Because we are all sinners, none of us will be acceptable to God.
He is holy, and our sin separates us from Him.
But if we believe in Jesus, He will take away our sins and make us acceptable to God our Father.
That's the great news that we want to share with people all over the world.
God our Father doesn't want anyone to perish.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
2 Peter 3 verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise.
He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
Well, let's take some time this week to think about some of the things in our lives that we need to change and ask God for His help. Let's pray to Him now.
Dear Father, we want to build our lives on Jesus.
Sometimes we try to go our own way. We make mistakes.
We do wrong.
We know that makes you sad.
Help us to turn away from our sin.
We want to please you. Teach us to follow you, only you.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to find out more information about our ministry, you can call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Or write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
And remember,
when you believe in Jesus,
He will show you the way.
Turn away from your sins.
Jesus will forgive you. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.